This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the 17th of October, Monday morning, so this is the third week, right? Third Monday, third week of October. Already one more week. 2 weeks from today is Halloween. You ready to scare everybody, Jay? What are we going to do? What are you going to do with this? Mac's too young for this, right?
Well, for the scare tactic stuff, but no, we're going to take him trick-or-treating for the first time. Really excited about that. Yeah.
Who gets to eat most of the candy, you, Ryan, or Mac?
It depends what it is.
Perhaps Mike might get his fingers into the...
Oh, yeah, fist Twizzlers. Well, fortunately, my husband and I are a perfect pair, and we like different candies, so there will be no fighting over it.
No fighting, huh?
Yeah.
But your father likes Twizzlers?
And he likes the sour stuff.
Your father likes Twizzlers?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay,
oh,
I have to remember that, yeah. All right, doggone it. I would have thought he was a cultured chocolatier.
Oh, you don't know how cultured he can get once he bites the two ends off and turns that Twizzler into a straw. It's like
really
in a whole other dimension.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Okay, I have to think about that one. Let's see. All right, what do we fully expect from this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? Well, you can expect to be entertained, informed, the universal approach to what's happening. Here, speaking of the universe, a black hole has been spewing out material after shredding a star. You know how I like to talk about what's going on in the heavens? There has never been anything like this. Never seen anything. A small star ripped to shreds when it wandered too close to a black hole in a galaxy located 665 million light years away from the Earth. So you say, how do we know? Well, we have the Webb telescope now that's up there with the Hubble. This is something that was not a surprise, however, to astronomers. They've talked about, and they've been talking, these astronomers, this group of astronomers, talking about these violent incidents when you scan the sky or what the Webb telescope can see. Mm-hmm. And this is, by the way, this happened years ago. This didn't just happen, but because of the density of the universe and the fact that it's 665 million light years away, I'm surprised it happened in 2018. I'm surprised that we saw it as quickly as we did, frankly.
Right? Yeah, this is only like a three-year span, but I love the verbiage they use where they're talking about the black holes basically burping this up. Spaghettifying the star.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chewed it right up. So what do you suppose went on in that star? Do you suppose it was a star like our Earth? That's the thing that fascinates. With all of the... It can't be... And I know I say this frequently, but I really believe in my heart and soul, we are not alone by any stretch of the imagination. It doesn't stand to reason. What we're finding out about the numbers of planets, the numbers of galaxies, the numbers of solar systems that are there, countless. And so what they're doing now is tracking radio signals that come from outer space. Don't you find those fascinating? That, in addition to what they can see through the Webb telescope, showing the black hole came back into being in June of last year. So the activity that they saw at first was from October of 2018, but now apparently this team has seen something. They've got, this is star number AT2018HYZ. Okay, good to know. We have observatories all around the world. This particular reading came from Chile, but there are these telescopes and the signal trackers. Remember the movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Oh, yeah, Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, so this feels to me like a page out of that movie. You go and take a trip. And this is the technology that you watched with all of the dishes where they could track the whether, you know, where she was going into the other. I mean, thinking about using our imagination, it's really pretty amazing what you can imagine. And I think what we can imagine is what's real, frankly. So this this particular planet was dead. There was no radio signal coming from the planet for 3 years. But now, apparently, it's come back online, if you want to use that expression. So, what do we make of this? Yeah, I like the term spaghettified.
Yeah.
The planet was chewed
the stellar
up.
Body.
Yeah, right. But what would happen if there was life on that planet? Now it's gone. Just gone. And that's the thing.
The whole idea of black holes is so scary.
It is, and it can't be explained, really.
And
I mean,
yeah,
you talk about vacuums.
I think it's the unknown of it that makes
it
so terrifying.
Okay, well, I've got something that I do know I'd like to pass along. I don't like to pass it along, but I need to pass along, and I think we'll underscore this. We mentioned it earlier on the farm, food, and family portion of the program very briefly about what it's going to cost for Thanksgiving this year. As in terms of food, anyway, the average cost of food has gone up almost 12% year over year. Actually, depending on what you're buying and what store you're going to, the numbers have gone 13 to 14% higher. And then there are other things, flour, wheat products up 24%, bakery products, pies and stuff up 20%. So the collective category, meat, poultry, fish, eggs, whatever it is, that's up substantially. Eggs by themselves are up 31%. I know we were charging $6 a dozen on the farm, and then I told the kids to charge $8 for it. These are their hens and not mine, but we sell them at the farm. And I just said to them, you're silly. You go to the grocery store, and the cheap, crummy eggs are $7 to $8, and the good ones, the ones that come from either the cheap ones are the ones that come from a factory farm, but the ones that come from the pastured eggs, if you will, free range eggs, they should be $10. They should easily be $10 a dozen. Anyway, so uncooked turkey prices up 17%. Okay. And people say, well, what is all of this about? Well, it was about the war in part, because in Ukraine, the grain prices have gone crazy because the Russians are blowing up all the grain fields or burning them. So they don't have any wheat exports like they usually do. And then the cost of turkeys is twice what they were last year. Anything that gets fed grain, retail price, I think we talked about this a week or so ago, $6.70 a pound, 112% higher than it was last year. So, and the bird flu is also a culprit in this. Don't mistake that. There are a lot of different factors driving up the food prices. The war, the pandemic, labor, price of petroleum. All these things are, you know, we're going around in a circle. Labor shortages, hourly earnings. That's another thing, by the way. I am very upset about this ruling. There's a new deal. Do we have time for this? Yeah, a little bit of time. The folks in Washington at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics focusing on inflation, the pressure that continues to tear up the financial health of small businesses like mine, and many of you are local business people. I was looking at this Biden policy, which is basically the source of inflation. You know, we're going to give away this and give away that. The hyper-regulatory agenda, and this is not a political show, but I am an observer, and I do have a small business, and I do know how I'm being affected by these policies that Biden is putting into effect, or somebody around him. He's getting the credit or the blame, but I think there are a lot of people around him who are regulatory nightmares. They want to regulate everything, and that's what's going on. These regulatory threats. We have more, you know, we got to pay the farm laborers more money, or we can't let them work more than 40 hours a week. That'll decimate farming. The overheated economy has come, and they don't seem to grasp this. The overheated economy is coming because the government has spent so much money. Between COVID, fighting the war in Ukraine, all of this stuff. And so they don't want to take credit. You know, they're politicians and it's an election year. Oh, it's not our fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Russians' fault. Yeah, and it is to a point. But your bad policy, all of the regulatory, more IRS agents, we're going to get them all. The joke here is that it'll take them 3 years to find enough people and there'll be a new administration and then they'll fire all the ones that they brought in or they just won't fund their jobs. Anyway, the intrusive, costly rules that are more and more creeping into the workforce, the whole gig economy that they want to eliminate, all of that sort of thing, that'll kill. It'll kill. You want to go into a recession, do what these guys want to do in terms of limiting what you can make, you know, the non, what are they, it's contract workers. And they're on the war path to try to get them because they want more tax money. And they figure this is the way to do it. No, sorry, no sale there, boys and girls. This is a bad deal, horrible inflation situation. And what is Congress doing about it? I don't see they're doing anything about
it.
Yeah. You see them doing anything about it?
I'm not seeing much.
No. All they're doing is fighting and arguing with each other, or they're running for re-election. Our system is broken. It is. It's just broken. So how do we fix it? Do we have the will to fix it? Or are we too busy following the leaders? Oh, I love Joe Biden. Why? I love Donald Trump. Why? They're just human beings. They put their pants on one leg at a time just like you do. They're no better or worse. It's the people that they put around them often that are the ones that signal whether they're going to be successful or not successful. And in this case, they're miserable failures. Miserable. This country was built on small business, and they're screwing with it in a way that they have no right, no business doing. Pardon the pun. It's 18 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I recommend the flu vaccine to anyone 6 months or older who is not allergic to it, especially heart patients, because it will, by good studies, lower your risk of having a heart attack.
Obviously, the question out of that comment is, how do you know at 6 months old whether you're allergic to the flu shots or not?
The question then becomes, is the child allergic to egg? If they are, then they might do some allergy testing.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour for you, we are here with the talk that matters, social media in the focus now, because everybody, well, not everybody, I don't think everybody cares about what's trending, but most people do, and so we are here to satisfy your curiosity. Sarah Ferguson, remember her, married to the unspeakable one, Prince Andrew.
They've been divorced for what, over two decades now? But
oh,
they still live together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's very special, frankly. I came across her, a friend of mine, and thought that she and I should have dinner, and it never came to pass, but I've always thought that she was really something special.
You could have been the Meghan Markle to her prince.
Yes, I could have been. That's right. All right, well, let's find out what Sarah says about the Queen's dogs right after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. All right, so Queen Elizabeth's corgis have gone to live with Fergie, it seems. Is it Muck and Sandy? Those are the names, I think, of the two dogs.
I believe it's...
But is it Muick?
Muick and Sandy. Well, these corgis were a gift from Prince Andrew, and so they went to live with...
To the mother. Yeah, okay.
To Queen Elizabeth, yes.
Now, you said that Prince Andrew, we were talking about this off the air, Fergie and her ex-husband still live together?
Mm-hmm. Yep, this will reside in the same place. Which, I mean, it's a big
home. Castle. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. She lives in America part of the time. She has a place in New York. I know. I spent a lot of time in L.A. And she's a very interesting character. Pretty loving. I understand why they aren't together. I just wonder how they ever got together, frankly. So the corgis are at her, at least a couple of them. That's kind of cute. Nice. That's a really...
It is sweet, yeah. And she just celebrated her 63rd birthday over the weekend and posted a photo of herself with the corgis and calls them the gift that just keeps on giving.
Sweet. Very sweet. All right. Abigail Breslin, survivor of domestic violence. What shows has she been in? Little Miss Sunshine,
She's been in quite a few movies. She was in Family Plan, Little Miss Sunshine. She was in one of the Santa Claus movies, different Aunt Betty's movies.
So she'd been beaten up by her husband.
Land. A former boyfriend. So now she's engaged and in a good relationship, but she's speaking out about a former boyfriend who she did not name and saying how she's a survivor of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's everywhere. There's an epidemic of it. So one more example. Hope she turns out okay. 28 past the hour.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia hit Ukraine with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones on the capital, Kyiv. The strikes hit critical infrastructure in three regions, cutting off electricity in hundreds of villages across the country. It's according to their prime minister. Several people have been killed, says Ukrainian Interior Minister. Authorities in southwest Washington ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wind-driven wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. In all, 24 large fires were burning in Idaho, 22 in Montana, 13 in Washington, and 5 in Oregon. It takes over 15 hours to drive from Orchard Park, New York, to Arrowhead Stadium by car. Buffalo Bills football player Jordan Poyer made that trip and back again to play in Buffalo's win over Kansas City on Sunday. It started when he was not medically cleared to fly due to a collapsed lung recovery. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. A youngster, the chicken nugget day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's move into another conversation, shall we? Or two or three or four, whatever we have time for in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. October 17th, Monday is here. Jay Kirshner is back from being not well to being better. And so let's celebrate having her here. Like the lady who's celebrating today, because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won 500 grand. I bet she screamed. So she made the decision just to play the lottery. Stephanie Israel is her name. She won after buying a quick pick. I did this over the weekend, too. I don't know why. I just did. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I pick a number, usually based on my children's birthdays and stuff like that. She didn't realize she'd won. It was a $1 ticket until the next day when she opened up her email. So what would, how do they don't have your email. How did she find out? What does that mean? Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Look, if you open up and look at the news, the numbers are always printed.
Oh, because it was, she bought it online.
Oh.
It was late.
You can buy tickets online? Yeah,
she, apparently.
I didn't think you could.
It was really? A Saturday Cash 5 drawing one for the North Carolina Education Lottery. And apparently she was laying in bed. And she says that the spirit told her, go online and get one. And
that's good.
Opened her computer and went and did it.
Nothing wrong with that. The King of England is doing something. I'm beginning to change my opinion about him being kind of a stiff, arrogant so-and-so. The guest list has come out, at least the preliminary guest list, of who he wants at his coronation next May. And chief among the people in this slimmed-down coronation to be invited are the nation's charity workers. People who run charities are going to be invited to sit in the front before all of the aristocrats, you know, the long-nosed, narrow-chinned Brits. So I thought that was kind of cool. As a matter of fact, the aristocracy is supposed to be required to enter a ballot for a seat. It's going to be a lottery as to who goes and who isn't there. So they're going to overhaul the system. I think that's cool. Yeah, as I said. And a more relaxed dress code, possibly, as well. That's good. Good. Good for him. All right, back home to our royalty. Republicans, I'm looking at a couple of polls. I don't know. I say this all the time on the air. What the hell good are the polls? Because most of the time they're wrong. But Republicans at the moment have a narrow midterm advantage, it would seem. If you look at the stories behind the stories, when people are interviewed as to why they feel the way they do, a lot of the voters that I've read about are worried about the economy as well. We should.
Of course.
As well we should be. Interesting where the Democrats are in a jam. They're not asking for Joe Biden to come. They're asking for his wife, Jill Biden, to come and campaign. Huh. Now, did she get her doctorate? She's known as Dr. Biden. She's a teacher. But she was married. Did she get the doctorate late in life so that she is Dr. Biden? Or did she get the doctorate before she married Joe? Because this is second marriage for both of them. I saw Dr. Biden the other day, and I'm thinking, wait a minute.
But does that matter?
Just curiosity more than anything
else.
Because
even if it was before, wouldn't it just automatically change when she changed her last name?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, frankly. Okay. Inflation and Democrats. Democrats are also getting blamed for inflation. I don't know. Trump was president when all the money was spent, but a lot of the initiatives came out of Congress. The blame game doesn't do any good. Look for somebody that inspires you. Find somebody in your neck of the woods, whether it's a local. I had 2.5 hours the other day with my new state rep. I called and I said I would like to discuss some of the issues, and because I am considered, I always loved this, a prominent citizen. I have a lot of land, and I am very visible locally. And so she came and spent 2.5 hours with me. I want to know what my issues were. I want to know more about her. She's someone who's very influential in statewide politics. And I think that's what you do. Not everybody is going to do it the same way, but I want to know what her fiber is all about. What's the story? And do I support her? And I think, after I had the time with her, I thought she was pretty smart, and I liked her approach to things. Let's see how she delivers on what she says she's going to do. Meanwhile, in Russia, the kamikaze drones are hitting energy infrastructure. These Russians, man, I'll tell you. They're just, or Putin, he's just a no good. They've been blowing up civilians, various occupied regions. Mm-hmm. He says that I'm in charge of the nuclear reactor. They have control over it, even though the Ukrainians are running it. And so they're trying to bring Russians in to train them. But there are other... Apparently today he announced four regions that he has acquired, or the Russians have acquired, but the people in those regions say, we don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't control these regions. He's just saying, I control, or Russia controls these regions, but they don't.
It's like if he says it enough, then the rest of the world will believe it too, or something like that.
Right.
And a lot with these Ukrainians who are running the nuclear reactors and everything, they're basically being held at gunpoint to run these things.
Yeah, either do it our way or we'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. Yeah. Wow. And then there are more drafted soldiers going to combat. They're asking, it's just, all it is cannon fodder. These untrained people, 14, 15, 16 years old. I don't think the world is talking enough about that. That's governmental child abuse, isn't it? I don't see how, you know, I was talking earlier about China and how Xi Jinping is now on his third term as the leader of the Communist Party. Therefore, he's the leader of the country, and how much unrest there is there because of COVID coming back again, them misunderstanding what they created, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the axis of evil, Iran. They are trying, the protests are growing. So now they have what their version of the SEALs are, or Delta Force. They're using them on their own people. That tells you all you need to know about the people running Iran. They're killing the protesters. The protest based, remember, on what happened a couple of weeks ago where the police killed a young 23-year-old woman because she was wearing her headscarf wrong.
Yeah, they claimed that she was apprehended because she was wearing it wrong and just needed to go through training and watch a training video on how to properly put it on and wear it, and she ends up dead.
Well, there you go. France has sent gas to Germany for the first time. This is European solidarity because the Germans were getting most of their gas from the pipeline that originates in Russia. So this is not a lot of what Germany's daily needs are, but they're trying to get energy from various sources because they've been using the Russians, and now the Russians, I'm not sure which came first. Did the French say, we're not buying from you anymore, or did the Russians say, we're not selling to you anymore? I can't imagine the Russians saying that. They need the money. So... And France is not really affected like the Germans are in Russian gas being unavailable. So Russia turned off. I think Russia did turn off the gas. So Germany had 55% of its gas coming, and then Russians reduced it to 35%, and the Germans wanted to be zero. So they're trying to make deals with all of the countries that are around them. And there's a way of, you know, bringing in liquid... liquid gas. It can be, you see these trucks on the highway all the time, Jay, that are carrying liquefied gas. The gas gets cooled and it becomes liquid, and they fill up the trucks with it, and that's basically what goes through the pipelines too. It isn't the gas itself, it's the they freeze it or they cool it and it becomes liquid. And that's how they transport it. So that's why it's so dangerous when you see one of these trucks in an accident. Oof, get away from that, man. Keep yourself as far away from that as you can. Not good news. Here's something I find this. People are amazing. Here's a 28-year-old hiker who was rescued after getting trapped underneath a boulder which was the size of a refrigerator. Ben Delahunty. Taking a hike, and his partner put in a call to report that his friend was trapped under a large boulder near Lake Vivian in Washington. The friend's wrist was pinned by the boulder, and it also pinned his legs. So how do you get out of that? That's got to be... and there was it was kind of unstable around there anyway, so why wouldn't they block off places that are... unstable to keep people from getting into a compromising position. Apparently, they send in a helicopter with a cable to get the rock off of this guy. But imagine what you're thinking, right? Mm-hmm. If you're
the friend that has to go to find help and the person who is stuck. It's just mm-hmm. absolutely traumatizing. But fortunately saved. And it was yep. like the size of a refrigerator, but rolled onto his wrist and leg. And just had him pinned for hours.
Here's a hiker that was missing for 2 days, rescued after a train passenger spotted a call for help. This is in the middle of nowhere in Colorado. Injured woman rescued after a passenger on a train saw her calling for help. A 20-something female from New Mexico rescued after spending 2 nights in the wilderness. Apparently she was by herself. Yeah, mm-hmm. you don't go. She, had a, well, she yeah. fell down,
fell
broke her leg.
Leg. Somehow managed to get herself into that visual spot and just flagged down yeah. the morning's first train.
Yeah.
And a passenger noticed.
2 days they were out there. You know what kind of critters there are in those parks?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing that I wouldn't want to have to face. But why was she out there by herself, I guess, would be the question I'd ask her. Right?
Yeah, what's, that's what the heck? A lot of people go hiking on their own, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's just part of their daily routine. That's where they that's how they work out, rather than walking around the block if they have access to these trails.
Apparently, this passenger who saw it got to the conductor on the train, and the conductor got to the engineer, and they stopped. Looks like, you know, that's how, and then the word got back, so they sent the helicopter. But wow. Put yourself in that position. Think about that. I'm going to pause for a moment, and we'll see what I have time for after this.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moments now. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to extol the value and virtue of what happened this weekend at the box office and to talk about The Exorcist, which is probably one of your favorite Halloween stories, right? You like that
movie
this time?
One of the greatest movies ever made, actually.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it was, yeah. Right.
No, it is. I mean, listen, it's nominated for Best Picture in 73.
Right.
Right? It has great acting, compelling story.
It's right.
drama, but it is a horrible.
Yeah.
Here's why I play that. I think this is an interesting story here. This guy, David Gordon Green, who was the director of the movie Pineapple Express, he got his hands on this Halloween franchise, this new Halloween franchise, and he directed three installments. Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills last year, Halloween Ends. This came out this weekend. This movie, Halloween Ends, is probably the most divisive movie in a franchise I've seen in a long time. People going online, and they absolutely hate it because it doesn't give the audience really what it wants. It goes in a completely different direction. It introduces a completely new character into the last installment, and that's really the central character.
So they can keep it going. Yeah.
Well, not keep it going. It's just different. Now, I watched it, and I knew the baggage going in, so I knew what was going to happen. That Michael Myers, who's what people want to pay to see, is not in this movie a lot, and it sort of plays like Halloween 3, almost like an anthology standalone movie with elements of the overall franchise. It's a really interesting movie that I would give a marginal thumbs up. There's a lot of things I liked about it. I like Jamie Lee Curtis a lot in it, and I like the ending, and I actually like this new character, but a lot of people don't. Now, the reason I say that is because this guy, David Gordon Green, signed a deal with Universal Blumhouse, and he has control of The Exorcist franchise, which they paid a ton of money, like $400 million for the rights to do a bunch of Exorcist movies. So he's going to reboot that franchise, which has got to be perplexing to the financiers, because buzz on this guy is a lot of anger toward what he's done here in this latest Halloween End movies. Now, I know it's not high art. Nobody's going to mistake the Halloween franchise for high art other than this 78 original that John Carpenter did. That's a great movie. The rest of them, some are okay, some are good, some not so good, but this movie's really, really, social media-wise, unbelievably divisive. And the last point, it was tracking at $55 million, wound up doing $41 million in its opening weekend, simply because they made that decision to do day-to-day and put it on Peacock, so you could watch it at home also. Now, there's a director, I don't recall his name, of a horror movie called Freaky, a horror comedy, which Vince Vaughn did last year. Got a lot of good reviews.
Horror comedy.
He went on Twitter with a tirade, basically scolding Hollywood for playing guinea pig with product by doing this experiment, which he called an experiment of day-to-day theaters and streaming at the same time. Says it doesn't work. It hurts talent. It hurts directors. It hurts the industry. I agree with him to an extent. I think doing day-to-day is a ridiculous model. Either do one or the other, but don't do them both at the same time.
Yeah. All right, so how did the box office total shake out this weekend?
Well, Halloween Ends, $41 million. It's a $30 million movie with a good marketing campaign, so it's still a good opening weekend. This other horror movie, Doug Smile, has had really good holds. $71 million in 3 weeks, $12 million over the weekend. That's really good. Family film, Lyle Al Crocodile, $7.3 million, $22 million in 10 days. The Woman King, film's done really well, $59 million in 5 weeks. And Amsterdam, which I talked about the other day, David O. Russell's movie, really is bombed, $2.1 million over the weekend.
Is that worth seeing? I couldn't make up my mind. It was raining the other night.
I haven't seen it. Reviews are not great, but it's certainly
interesting cast.
People to go, no doubt.
What's The Invitation about? That's showing up here and there. What's that about?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with it.
All right, Journey to Mount Sinai. I want to see that. It looks like an interesting movie, but there aren't a lot. I've been looking for movies to go. I love going to the movies, as you know. What's this Terrifier? Is that another horrible Halloween movie?
Not that sure either. I mean, the next big one is Black Adam, which comes out Thursday night. That's tracking.
All right.
Pretty big. Your
The Rock.
Buddy Dwayne Johnson.
I don't like the looks of that.
Big studio
all.
Popcorn movie, Doug.
Yeah, right. Pierce Brosnan is a bad guy in it, too, isn't he?
No, he's a good... He's actually a bad guy. They're all... I mean, the Black Adam itself is what you call an anti-hero. They'll start him off in this movie sort of good, but not that good.
Yeah, not that good.
I think play a bad
all
guy.
Right. All right, Chucker, thank you. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.